news, information, opinions, history, and most importantly, always real. This is Rant EM Radio.
We can do so much more. We can save this world. With the right leadership.
I'll make a recording of my formulae for the Senator, in case I don't return this time. If only I won't be too late.
Go take a run and jump.
My patience begins.
He's right.
Welcome to the What Are You Reading comic book show.
Normally I say good evening, but the sun is so bright where I'm at. I gotta say good after evening to you folks.
Yes, after evening. And Surfer, I have something I should tell you. It's a secret I've been keeping. Yes.
You can't wait before I do the intro?
Oh, okay, I'll wait.
I mean, is it that important?
I'm directing Ant-Man now.
That could have been part of the news. God.
I'm gonna put in my resignation. And oh wait, Marvel just texted me. They don't want me anymore. Cause they did not like my idea of Ant-Man actually shrinking down size and leading and making ants giant and leading an idea to take on the Planet of the Apes. Ants versus Apes. They just rejected the idea.
Can I get to the important stuff, please?
Yes.
Okay. Hello, folks. This is the What Are You Reading comic book show. And this is Surfer and the Out of Control Jordan Cobb. We're here for the next hour to talk about comic books and comic book news.
Mm-hmm.
And, Jordan's fantasies.
Yes.
And so, Jordan, tell us how they can join us.
There are several ways you can join us, people. You can call us on your telephones with the number 215-253-4516. You can even reach us on Skype. Just add the contact SilverSurfer_forever. Or you can go to rantemradio.com and look for the Listen Live chat room, www.rantemradio.com/chat-live. And if you want more of the fine programming here on Rant, you can find us on iTunes. Just search Rant, subscribe, rate 5 stars, leave a review. That'll definitely help out a lot.
Listen to us on Stitcher and TuneIn. And
yes, Stitcher. We are on Stitcher as well, if that's your preferred medium. And we have archived episodes on Podbean.com. Just search Rant Entertainment Media. Oh, and like the What Are You Reading comic book show Facebook page.
And yes, we are on today because this is a pay-per-view
weekend. WWE Payback.
Yeah, following our show at 7 p.m., we'll begin our coverage of the WWE Payback pay-per-view, hosted by Double A, who's not the boss of me. And he'll cover the post show too. And so, how have you been, Jordan?
I'm tired. I've been practice driving, been doing housework. And,
yeah, you about to take another step towards manhood.
Yeah. And also still very hard on working out and physical fitness and all that.
See, folks, the steps to manhood, okay?
I think I killed a drifter last night.
Well, that's another step too. It's love making, killing, yeah. Getting your driver's license.
Yes, yes. I will admit I was kind of in a drunken stupor.
Moving out the house.
Yeah, I was kind of in a drunken stupor when I killed this drifter, but I still remember every detail.
You sure you
want to
put that information out there? I mean, you could be like listening.
It's not like the government's listening to us anyway.
And
unless President Obama is listening, and what you know, because he's a comic book fan. In which case, I totally voted for you.
He is a comic book fan. He was in Spider-Man, so
yes. I agree with everything you're doing.
He was in the Avengers, too.
Please don't arrest me.
He was in New Avengers, too, so.
Oh, he was. I don't read New Avengers.
No, that was a long time ago. It was like...
Oh.
He got... It was Norman Osborn, and, you know, he was trying to decide whether or not he should keep Norman Osborn as in charge.
Oh, I didn't read that, because, again, I wasn't the biggest fan of New Avengers.
And so, you know, we are in day 7 of the summer free comic book reading from Comixology.
Yes, we are. Comixology for 20 days since last Monday, previous Monday, May 26th, is going to get, for 20 days, going to be giving away a free comic book. And here's what they've released so far. Monday, Detective Comics number 871, the start of Scott Snyder's epic run on Detective Comics. Tuesday was Magnus, Robot Fighter number 1, the latest print volume by Dynamite. Wednesday was My Little Pony, Ponytails volume 1. Thursday was Lumberjanes number 1. Sunday, June 1st, May 30th was Werewolves of Monte Python. Yesterday was Archer and Armstrong, number 0, digital exclusive edition from Valiant. And today's comic, Gravel, Combat Magician, number 0.
And so we got another couple of weeks of free comic books that you can get free on Comixology. You know, it doesn't hurt to give them a try. I've been loading them up, even if I don't get a chance to read them. You know, I'll have them. So one day,
yeah, exactly.
I can read them.
At first I feared something like these would just be a lot of titles I already own or like have already read. And that was the case for, like, the first three, or not be interested in. That was the case, but it's like, I already owned a Black Mirror, I already read Magnus, and I'm not a Pony fan. But Lumberjanes I picked up Werewolves, Archer and Armstrong, and I did pick up Gravel. So, I'm starting to feel really good about these again.
Alright, so, let's move it on. Let's talk about little box office numbers.
Box office, yeah, going on there?
Well, the movies that we watch that are still in there, Captain America, only brought in $600,000 at number 14, but it has finally caught up to Lego Movie, and so I guess by sometime next week it'll be the number one movie of the year, which it won't last long unless lot of movies during the summer bomb, but It's still one of the better movies this year. Moving up the list, Godzilla dropped down to 4th with $12 million haul. Its domestic tickets is $174 million, which it surpassed his budget of $160 million. So the king is back, baby. The king. Friend of the children.
And of you and me.
No, he really cares about the children. Yeah, domestic gross is $374 million, but he's here to protect the children. He protected me when I was a kid. Anyway, X-Men went from first place to second place with $32 million. Its 2-week total is $162 million. His budget's $200 million, so it'll get to the budget, but
it has made $500 million
overseas because
overseas. $500 million total.
Because if you take a movie and you film locations overseas, it'll sell.
Yarp. Yarp it will.
Number one.
Yeah, Maleficent.
Maleficent. That old Disney villain, who's really may not be a villain as we all thought.
Yeah, maybe she's a carpet salesperson.
Over the weekend, it brought in $70 million, which is a nice little take for Angelina Jolie and family.
And a movie whose budget is about $180 million.
It is, because it's not listed on box office.
I looked it up over the weekend. It's a very expensive movie.
So her and the Brood is making money. And it did bring in $100 million overseas, so it is up to $170 million.
Yep. Meanwhile, the other debut is against Seth MacFarlane's $8 million.
No, that's not us. It's not us. Not us. I know his Family Guy, but
screw Family Guy. American Dad.
No, I'm just saying. I know he's behind that stuff, but it's not a comic book movie.
And how is Maleficent a comic book movie then?
Because it's been made into comic books.
All right.
I mean, Sleeping Beauty has been made into comic books.
All right, I was just going to mention A Million Ways to Die in the West, maybe to get, boost up a little bit listenership once we're done here.
No, I mean, look, it's just not what we're talking about. Anyway, are you planning on seeing Maleficent, or are you just going to wait for that to come on video?
I'm going to wait for Blu-ray.
The little princess in you isn't interested?
I'm going to be fair. I really don't like the Sleeping Beauty movie because Sleeping Beauty is an uninteresting character. That prince, they are just bland.
Yeah, but this movie is about Maleficent. It's not about
Sleeping Beauty. See that you bring up Maleficent. It's because she's the only good thing next to the Pixies about that animated movie, about the original Sleeping Beauty.
Because
Maleficent, the Pixies, and the animation and art style of that movie, they're all great.
Go ahead.
It just really hurts because Sleeping Beauty is such a bland, uninteresting character.
Well, this tells you the real story of Maleficent and what was up her crawl. And why she did what she did, and whether she was justified, and so on and so forth.
Justified? Does that mean Timothy Oliphant shows up during this?
No. Anyway, next week we got another comic book movie coming out. You know that, did you?
What in the hell are you talking about?
Live, Die, and Repeat.
Tomorrow.
It's based off
a Japanese manga.
Yep.
Yep. I've been hearing great things.
So we'll talk about that in next week sometime. All right. So what news are we going to get to?
Well, how about we start off with the fact that Ant-Man can't find a director.
Yeah, well, Marvel and Edgar Wright could not come to some kind of agreement, and so he's leaving the Ant-Man movie just before it's about to film, and they need to find a new director. I know a lot of you think Edgar Wright can't do no wrong, but this is not an Edgar Wright property, and Edgar Wright may make likable movies, but he don't make movies that make a lot of money.
So well,
this could have been his biggest blockbuster had he directed it.
Well, I still think he's one of the absolute best directors out there.
Yeah, but he may be good at doing small movies that with a small budget that make a nice little tidy profit.
I'll say this. I don't think he's like a infallible. God.
Okay, didn't he do Scott Pilgrim?
He wrote and directed Scott Pilgrim. Right. He co-wrote and directed Scott Pilgrim. Yeah.
People that saw Scott Pilgrim for the most part liked it, but it wasn't a hit. It didn't make a lot of money.
Well, okay, yeah, but look, Marvel Studios has been taking risks all over the place. Yeah, so
they was taking a risk.
Why would taking on Edgar Wright be any different than a risk they've taken before?
No one said it's a difference, but you know, it's still, they know what their vision is for these characters, and you do have to work with a new.
Wright was planning on working this and had some free stuff done well before Marvel Studios came up.
I mean, you know, you can't.
In 2006, he was prepping for this movie.
I understand that, but you know, for whatever reason, there was something that he wanted to do with the character that they didn't want. So
yes, something is written in Denmark, apparently. But they've been talking about getting replacements. The three noticeable names that have come up being Anchorman and Talladega Nights director Adam McKay.
No, he said he's not taking the role.
Well, hold on. Okay, who's jumping the gun now? I was going to get to that. Ralston Ferber, director of Dodgeball and Weird Millers, and Ruben Fleischer, who directed Zombieland and Gangster Squad.
What was those last movies?
Zombieland and Gangster Squad.
I love Zombieland.
Zombieland's amazing. But they did actually have a director, Adam McKay, for like 2 hours. And then he was out. Adam McKay had signed on, but then pulled out of negotiations.
I think he wanted his boy in the movie, and they said no. You know?
Yes, and Adam McKay even
wanted Will Ferrell to take over the lead role, and he said, nope,
no,
can't do it.
Oh, come on, don't be one of those guys. Adam McKay even posted on Twitter, his Twitter, at GhostBanfer, and yes, met with Marvel, Kirby, and Lee, are my Lennon McCarthy. So, it was awesome. But have other projects I'm committed to. Not sure it can work.
Yeah, like more Will Ferrell movies. Anyway,
maybe Will Ferrell movies. He can do stuff outside of Will Ferrell. Do you truly believe that they're connected to each other and one dies, the other will soon?
Maybe.
You're a little weird like that. But
well, I tell you who I don't want attached to it. Oh. Seth Rogen, because we know what he'll do to a comic book movie.
Anyway. Oh, God damn it. That was not his fault. That was his fault.
He wrote that movie.
Okay, yeah, he wrote the movie, but you just can't put it all on Seth Rogen.
Yes, I can.
You know you can't, because Michelle Gondry... No, blame should go to Michelle Gondry, because he did not do a good job with direction to me.
No, the script was bad. It wasn't bad. They shouldn't have made it a comedy.
Yes, the script was bad. The direction was bad. The movie... The movie's just mediocre. But yeah, the movie needed a better script. I will give you that. But again, you can't put it on Seth Rogen. Michelle Gondry needed to translate that script to the best of his abilities, and it was clear that he could not.
Anyway, I'm tired of arguing with you. Some original cast to return to X-Men Apocalypse.
Yes.
Do you think that's a good idea, or
you think they should recast
Storm and Jean and Scott with younger people?
Make it younger people, because honestly, I want to see more of the first class people.
Well, a lot of the first class people are gone. And the only
I want another movie central around those versions.
Well, if this takes place in the '80s, you'll get Beast, you'll get Xavier, you'll get Magneto,
Mystique.
Yeah, you'll probably get Quicksilver again.
Well, and that's good, because he's going to have a bigger part, as they've reported.
You might get a sister. Who knows?
Yeah, we're not going to get that. That's wishful thinking.
And so, X-Men Age of Apocalypse is set to come out May 27, 2016. They don't wait to put these movies out, do they?
No.
So
no, they do not.
So they got to start filming soon.
They're like a kid with ADHD. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Let's see. Marvel has casted Daredevil for their Netflix show.
Yes, the man without fear will be played by Charlie Cox.
What's he known for?
Well, he is one of the leads from the movie, from the 2007 film, Stardust. But I mostly know him as Owen Slater from HBO's Boardwalk.
So Stardust. So he was the one that crossed the wall and found the girl and tried to bring her back. And
Yes. He was the lead in Stardust. He was one of the leads in Stardust.
I love Stardust.
And I love Stardust too, but I mostly recognize him in the role of Owen Slater, Nucky Thompson's right-hand man from seasons 2 and 3 of HBO's Boardwalk Empire.
Okay.
Yes, and as a big fan of Boardwalk Empire, I will say he's good for the role. I think he's going to do a good job. I liked his acting. I liked his character arcs on Boardwalk and what he did. So I truly do think Charlie Cox is going to be a good fit. And that maybe more people, if you want to know if this is a good decision, maybe go watch Boardwalk Empire. Like, seriously, because it's an amazing show. Do that right now. Well, not right now. Wait till this is over.
I haven't watched it yet, but I'm going to binge watch it soon.
The upcoming season in the fall will be its last one.
That's all right. I got HBO Go, so I'm good.
Oh, well, yeah. Oh, you lucky bastard.
Why? You got HBO?
No.
Oh, okay.
But you could share, maybe?
I'm sharing somebody else's HBO Go.
Oh, you gotta be shit.
Oh, going back to X-Men Apocalypse real quick.
Yeah?
You think that would be the right time to bring in Dazzler, since it is in the 80s?
Dazzler. Well,
and she did make a debut as a disco star.
Yes, I know. Dazzler, I remember. Also, who's probably featured in Deadpool this week. Maybe, yeah. It just depends how they could work it into the script and make it really seem natural.
Well, I mean, she, you know, a disco star.
Well, yeah, I mean,
they find out as a mutant. And
well, yeah, I mean, to the story, not just the setup and what her character is. I mean, just like have her, like, do we truly need her in this script? Find a way for that. Although I wouldn't mind seeing Dazzler on screen.
I remember when I bought that first issue of X-Men that debuted Dazzler.
And you were in your room alone for a couple hours.
No. I was just thinking, man, she got roller skates on. That's real cool. Anyway.
you're a closet roller skater, aren't you?
Who doesn't like roller skating?
You know, Roll Bounce is your favorite movie ever, isn't it?
I like Roll Bounce. See, Jordan, getting off the comic book subject for a second. You know, when you can go out to a skating rink, put those skates on, you bounce into the music, and you're skating backwards, and you're skating slow with a girl. Nothing like it.
I have been to a skating rink.
Okay, but you've been falling a lot, haven't you?
That was like one time.
Okay, well, I can't ice skate, so. What else you got?
First off, I would pay to see you ice skate. That would be amazing.
I can't ice skate. I haven't never learned. But anyway,
But yes. Let's stick. Oh, I have another casting bit of news. It's a pretty big, fucking big one.
Okay.
Josh Brolin has been the one chosen to play Thanos. Guardians of the Galaxy.
Which means he'll
from
be...
the story, yes. Okay. This is from an article. This is from Latino Review. Quote, an article on James Gunn's post-production process reported a scene with Thanos on a rocket throne in Act 3, which suggests an appearance long enough that someone's going to have that voice of the Mad Titan. Someone could take the part into Avengers 3 as a major villain. That meant Marvel was looking for an actor of some caliber, someone who could give a performance to be a very complex but very purple-skinned alien villain. Our sources tell us that person is no other than Josh Brolin. He'll be providing the voice of Thanos in Guardians of the Galaxy. And with a name and reputation like that, he'll likely join James Spader and Tom Hiddleston as actors who have tried to kill the Avengers. Joss Whedon had hinted before that wouldn't be seeing Thanos until take on the Avengers until like Phase 3. His quote, well, Thanos is more powerful. He is so powerful. He is not someone you can just trot out and punch him like he did in the comics. You want him fretting through the universe to save the big finale for the big finale. He is definitely a part of what I've got going on. The thing about the Avengers is that they are very powerful, but not very stable. So they will definitely be some people that'll shake them up in the next installment. So Brolin will be in Avengers Age of Ultron as the Mad Titan. How do you feel about this casting?
Well, we got a good actor, but how are they going to disguise his voice? Because he can't sound like himself and be Thanos. That wouldn't sound right for a Mad Titan from space. So we'll see what they do.
I think it's a good choice. I like Brolin as an actor. I think he's got that gravitas, that voice that commands you to look at him on screen.
I would have went with somebody with a real heavier voice, but and doesn't have like a regional accent like Brolin does. But like I said, we'll see what they do. You know, maybe they'll auto-tune him to sound a bit different.
Honestly, I like the I'm still like the casting. So
I'm not disliking it. I'm just saying I'm a wait and see. I'm not going to get excited until I know how he sounds.
I wasn't saying you disliked it. I wasn't saying that.
So come August, we'll know whether he's the perfect for the role or miscast.
I got a few bits of. I got a couple bit more Marvel news. First off, a couple Blu-ray releases. Details on Captain America: The Winter Soldier's home release is coming out. The movie will be available on digital 3D, digital HD, and Disney Movies Anywhere on August 19th, and you can bring the one of the best films of this year home on Blu-ray, DVD, and on demand on September 9th. The film, directed by Anthony and Joe Russo, will arrive on a 3D Blu-ray combo pack and digital HD, armed with bonus features, including several making-of featurettes and audio commentary, never-before-seen deleted scenes, bloopers, and much, much more.
But no Marvel short.
No. This is the first home video release of Marvel to not feature a one-shot short film.
No, that's not. There's been other ones that didn't have a one-shot on there.
Well, I mean recently.
So, it's a you know, burning a hole in my pocket now for me to buy it.
Yep. Speaking of Marvel Blu-rays, details have come out for the upcoming Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Complete first season Blu-ray and DVD, which will be coming out September 9th, a week before its season 2 premiere. And on this Blu-ray, you will be getting Journey into SDCC, Hop on the Bus with Sheriff, insert a thrill of a lifetime as the series makes its first ever appearance at San Diego Comic-Con, where the cast is welcomed with open arms by a sea of enthusiastic fans. Marvel Studios assembling a universe. The TV special that aired earlier this year. 5 behind-the-scenes field reports. Get exclusive access to the show's classified sets for the making of some of your favorite episodes. The Malibu Jump, The Bridge, Asgardian Bar Fight, Classified, Cello Duet. VFX breakdown. Explore layers of effects and sequences with split-frame comparisons to the final version. Audio commentaries with filmmakers and cast, gag reels, and deleted scenes. Sounds like a pretty good set for a show with only about half a good season.
Yeah, well, sometimes you gotta do what you gotta do.
Yeah, and the last bit of Marvel news I got right here is something pretty big that kind of went under the radar a little bit.
Wait,
last
I thought
week.
We was on DVD news.
Well, that's all the DVD news I got.
No, well, I got DVD news. X-Men Days of Future Past Deluxe Edition.
Yes, the deluxe. Yes, Amazon has revealed a deluxe edition of the recent hit blockbuster.
Carlin, you're making a lot of noise. Hold on a second, please.
Hello?
Who's this?
This is Captain John.
Oh, Chicago.
Oh my gosh, Chicago John. It's sounds, our old friend.
Sounds familiar, but anyway.
Yeah.
Well, are you driving?
What do you say?
Are you driving?
No, so you can put me on mute if you like. I'm actually
I can't
in
mute
a grocery
you.
Store.
I can't you can mute
go
you.
Ahead and mute me.
No, I can't,
oh, you can't
mute
oh.
You can mute
I'll
you.
Mute myself.
Yeah, okay. Until you're ready to talk.
All right.
All right, so X-Men Days of Future Past DVD.
Yes, deluxe edition, apparently right now exclusive to Amazon, will include the film on Blu-ray, 3D Blu-ray, and digital HD combo, and a miniature version of Magneto's helmet. You can already go to Amazon and pre-order it right now.
You know, movies don't even get a chance to leave the theater, and they're already trying to get you to buy the Blu-ray. And I really can't see myself buying a Blu-ray this early, because I can just wait till the week of and get the best sale at that time. But and the helmet looks okay, you know. It's not like you can wear it and keep Professor Xavier out your head. Is it a real size helmet or just a little
miniature?
Yeah, okay.
As I
saw. So I can put it on my thumb.
Yes.
And how much are they going to charge me before that?
Right now. Oh, hold on. Let me bring that back up. Right now, pricing on the deluxe edition is at $74.99 with free shipping if you order right now, saving you $55 off a $130 retail price.
Okay.
But, as I was about to say, this is a news item that kind of snuck under our radar last week. But, headline, time runs out. The Marvel event for May 2015, Avengers to skip 8 months in September and a full Marvel reboot. Ever since DC's New 52 reboot of 2011, Marvel folk have been asked if they would ever reboot their entire universe, as DC had done a number of times. And they have been saying no. They prefer sliding changes in continuity when necessary, and they like to make everything happen count. There was a recent Diamonds Retailer Summit in Las Vegas, Nevada. And that rumors were changed. They were, and that rumors are that they might be changing their mind on this, because Jonathan Hickman has been running the story of a threat of incursions on Avengers, Avengers being faced with a series of events that will see other realities breaking into ours, with either one world having to be destroyed or both parents leading the Avengers to contemplate genocide in order to save Earth. This will lead, and in September, DC Comics is actually running a 5 years later with 41 titles of before 5 years later in time to tell a story. But Jonathan Hickman isn't going to let them have all the fun. He's lining up a version of the Justice League for his Avengers to fight. But though, in Avengers number 35 and New Avengers number 24 in September will both jump ahead 8 months in time. And they were asked, if not data of jetpacks, they declined. But
8 months is not a big deal. I mean,
well, it's not. But what was brought up next is kind of a big deal, because the title, because then on the screen came up, time runs out, and it said that this is seeing everything that Hickman's been building towards come a close. That will affect the entire Marvel company and across the board, forcing them to do something the company has never done in 75 years, a reboot. And the image came up of two planets colliding with time runs out between them.
Well, you know what's been going on with Hickman's Avengers story, correct?
I'm reading Avengers and Trade.
The whole thing has been revolved around these incursions where... Every Earth in every dimension is colliding. And what happens is, if two Earths collide, not only is those two Earths destroyed, but their entire universe is wiped out. And the Illuminati has been trying to stop this. So every so often when a new planet shows up, they destroy it. But they're not the only ones doing that. You know, there are other Avengers on other Earths, they're doing the same thing because they know what's going on. And the real Avengers don't know this is going on, but they just discovered it because Cap, who had his memories wiped, just realized that they were wiped, and the Illuminati has been doing stuff behind his back and he don't like it. And you know, the whole thing with the builders and everything, and they trying to wipe out everything, all this have to do with the universe supposedly dying. Like, it's the universe is supposed to be dying. There's no getting around it. So I don't want no reboot of Marvel for any reason. I don't want them. We don't need a one more day for everything. Nope. Sorry.
No, we don't. And I'm completely against
us. We lost Jonathan again.
Marvel, all new Marvel Now and Marvel Now is not a reboot. It's just a rebranding of some stuff. Marvel really doesn't reboot everything. They just have like a reset on some continuity stuff. And all new Marvel Now is just, again, as they said, sliding changes in the continuity.
And all this
so
starts in May of 2015, right?
Yeah.
Which is around the same time Avengers 2, Age of Ultron comes out. What a kawinky dink.
Wow, you just got really high-pitched there for a second.
High-pitched?
A little bit.
Oh, okay. Well, I got some news for you.
Oh, yeah? What do you got?
Dragon Ball Z, Battle of the Gods, head to U.S. theaters this August. Woohoo! Are you a Dragon Ball Z fan?
No.
Okay.
I tried. I tried really hard. I was like,
you're
can't
fired.
Get it. What?
How can you not love one of the greatest Japanese cartoons of all creation? In Dragon Ball Z, Goku and company defending the universe.
I am going to sue for wrongful termination.
Come on now. Goku, Vegeta, Piccolo, Gohan, Krillin.
I tried so hard. That story just does not work for me. The writing isn't there. And
man,
I like the animation, but again, for me, the writing is not there for me. I just couldn't get into it myself personally.
All right, so the first time in 17 years, it's finally coming stateside thanks to Funimation Entertainment and Screen Vision. You can read the full press announcement. You can head over to DragonBallZ.com. Now, this is, I believe, the first time they put in a Dragon Ball Z movie in the theaters. And it's going to be longer than the normal hour and 5 minute Dragon Ball movie. It's going to be on 350 screens across the U.S. and Canada. And hold on. Let me get the dates. Click for where's the date? I can't believe you're not a Dragon Ball.
Come on, man. Is this really where my employment here is threatened?
That's right. You gotta like what I like.
No, I don't.
Yes,
that's
you do.
Bullshit.
It's not bullshit. It's real.
I like horror movies.
Watch your language.
You don't like horror movies.
Because it's not a horror show.
No, I'm not saying it's a horror... Oh, my God. I'm not saying it's a horror show. I'm just saying there's disagreements we have that...
So this is coming out August 5th, 6th, 7th, and 9th. So pick one of those dates and take you behind to the movie so you can do a review. All right, that's an order.
No, I'm not. No. I'm not a Dragon Ball fan. I'm just not that interested.
Come on now.
Come
on, Bulma? Boo?
I tried out Dragon Ball and Dragon Ball Z.
Trunks?
I personally could not get into that, man. Also, there's anything I want to be saying early on, it's going to be Guardians of the Galaxy.
Trunks is in it? See, it's funny when you have a family all named after underwear. You have Professor Briefs, Bulma, Trunks. I think the mother's name was Bra, but I may be wrong. Anyway.
Well, you know what? For all Dragon Ball fans, I am excited for you.
I am disappointed in you.
You know I'm union, right? You can't fire me.
No. There is no union. In comic books.
They don't have to know that.
You know, Phil Coulson wants to be a part of the Iron Fist TV show. He wants to make an appearance. Did you know that?
Oh, does he now?
Yes. He's a big Iron Fist fan, and he would like to make an appearance on one of the episodes. So, I would think that would be a good idea.
That would be interesting. I think it would be interesting for Coulson to have at least some bit of a presence in the Netflix shows that are going to be airing. That'd be interesting. Which, speaking of, Marvel Studios did release its Daredevil synopsis and revealed its present day setting. The synopsis goes, blinded as a young boy but imbued with extraordinary senses, Matt Murdock fights against injustice by day as a lawyer and by night as a superhero Daredevil in modern-day Hell's Kitchen, New York City.
And they will be filming this in New York, so...
Yes, and again, showrunner is Stephen S. The Knight, produced by Drew Goddard and Jeff Loeb. Andrew Goddard has written the first two episodes. And I'm very excited because Daredevil's amazing. So goddamn excited.
Let's see. John Wesley Snipes' role in Flash has been confirmed. And he'll be playing Barry Allen's father. Allen.
The original Flash from the 1990s CBS television series.
Because I'm assuming he'll be in jail.
Yes, he will.
Because he's believed to kill Barry's mother, even though we know he didn't have anything to do with the mother's death, but because they couldn't find no other killer, He go and blame the husband. So.
Yeah, I mean, I'm still not a big fan of the origin of that Flash. I just, cause see, what I liked about Barry Allen, he became a cop, and you know he worked for forensics, and then when he got his superpowers, he just wanted to do good. I like that. We really did need another dead parent avenging origin, especially for someone like the Flash. But Geoff Johns can made it work, but I'm still not the biggest fan of that origin for him. I prefer the original.
What else you got?
What else do I got? You should be prepared too. I'm just saying. You can't rely on me always.
I'm just letting you do your job.
Oh, you let me do my job. All right. Well, again, that's pretty much all we got in news.
You know, we got some movies coming out that are comic book based that we didn't know. The Kingsman. Based off a comic book.
Yes, by Mark Millar.
He doesn't have enough movies based on his work. In fact.
Well, I like the trailer for The Kingsman. I think it looks good. But then again, I'm a big fan of spy stories like this.
And what else?
So I'm going to check it out.
I'm trying to find the article I was looking at. Speaking of Mark Millar, you know one of his movies came on today, Wanted, which... No, that's not Mark Millar. Is it Mark Millar?
Mark Millar did Wanted. He wrote the Wanted book.
Even though the movie wasn't based off what he wrote.
And Wanted is still a kind of a mess of a movie, I mean.
Yeah, it is.
I'm sorry. It's just James McAvoy's good, and seeing Morgan Freeman say "shoot this motherfucker" is pretty awesome. I'm not gonna lie. It's like I can die happy knowing I saw that.
It's the best line of the movie, but.
Well, yeah, you know, totally. But the movie itself, poorly paced, really just seemed like it was sewn together editing wise, and. While the effects are impressive, and again, James McAvoy is a really good lead in it, I just don't think it really worked as a whole, looking at it as a movie. It's just a failure. It's just a big ball of fail is what it is.
Did we talk about Will Smith not going to be a part of the superhero tale brilliance?
I hadn't heard that.
Yeah,
what is this?
He needs a hit.
Ah.
Hey, so you're a video game player.
I play the Game Boys and your PlayStations.
Are you going to get the Disney Infinity Marvel Super Heroes game?
I don't have a Wii or any Nintendo system at the moment.
Is that the only system it comes out on?
Well, I think it's PC. I'm not really sure. I just haven't really played Disney Infinity.
Which is why I'm asking, would you play the Marvel version?
Yeah. If it was given to me right now, I'd possibly be playing it.
Yeah, there's footage out of what the Black Widow looks like. And she's going to be part of the starter pack.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. Maybe I'll get it and play it.
Maybe. The only game I really want to get right now is Arkham Knight. And I need a next-gen system for that.
The MPAA rejected the Evil Green poster for Sin City, A Dame to Kill.
Okay, there was... That poster was harmless.
No, you look at it. To me, I'm not harmed by it. But you can see a little nip shadow in that picture.
Okay, well, to me, all I saw was, one, Ava Green's still beautiful. Two, it's an homage to the to poses and you know, signature images like that.
That's
from 1940s noir.
Understandable, but you can see a little nip on her right breast through the shirt.
Tiny nipple.
Tiny is still there. I mean, remember people's heads exploded when Janet Jackson little second flash of
nip? Oh, and how people overreacted and thought that was the worst thing possible, aside from, you know, possibly seeing someone explode on screen or someone being visibly hurt in violence. Yeah, because that just reminds me how stupid some people can really be.
Hey, well, you know, they won't, you know, the poster can't, I mean, look, it's free publicity because it's online. You can look at the picture. You can download it and print it and blow it up if you want. You just can't use it in the movie theaters, I'm assuming, so. But it's everywhere on the internet.
Especially Cinemark, since they're going to be like, no, you just can't do that.
But again, I
just thought, hey, nice callback, nice noir homage. That's awesome.
Yeah, I know what you were thinking. You bad, bad boy, you.
Well, hold on. I am a gentleman. I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, if your girlfriend only knew the bad boy that you really are.
She ain't gonna know nothing right now.
Normally don't talk about this, but we need a couple to kill a few minutes. Rotten Tomato numbers. Edge of Tomorrow is 95% on Rotten Tomatoes so far.
Really?
But you know what's 100%?
What?
How to Train Your Dragon 2.
Okay.
And it's well worth the 100%. What? Some clown will come along and say, oh, was it nothing? And you can direct your hate mail towards him, but it is one of the finest movies I've seen this year.
Well, lucky you. So I'm going to move into your house so I can go to these screenings.
Well, I don't know if you're willing to put up what I got to put up with to see a free movie.
Free movie is free.
Yeah, but there's a price on your soul for doing it.
What, I got a suck dick?
No, I'm just saying. The things you have to go through, it sucks your soul from you. That's all I'm saying. It sucks your soul from you.
Well, look, I know what I can talk about. I got some books I can talk about that I read this week.
You want to talk about one book?
What? Why you got to limit me like that?
Because we're getting close to the end.
All right. You got a book you want to talk about?
No, I don't think so. Nothing I read this week was like, wow. I mean, I read some good stuff.
All right. Okay. I do have a book. It's a new creator-owned book from Image, written by Kyle Higgins and Alex Selick, and art by Rod Reyes. Cal. Chicago Organized Workers League. It is a story about a group of unionized superheroes in 1960s Chicago.
Okay.
I really loved this book. It was honestly so much fun, very exciting. I love the idea. Unionized superheroes. They have a union. I love that idea. Why hasn't this been thought of before? And it is being based off of a short thesis film that Higgins and Selig had made around 2007. But now it's a comic book at Image, and it's great. The writing is wonderful. They truly do have a sense for these characters, and also they make Chicago feel like its own character itself, the way Snyder does. With Gotham City on this Batman. And the art is gorgeous. It's a nice painted style to it that really helps bring out a lot of good detail, the right amount of detail. Something that's honestly joyful and exciting. I really can't recommend this book enough. If you can, go pick up an issue at your local comic book shop or on like digitally on like Comixology. Go pick it up.
I just saw a Transformer Age of Extinction commercial. Yeah. Can't wait. Can't wait to rip it.
Hey, I saw something floating in a toilet. That's comparable to Transformers.
Look, I'm hoping wrong. I hope I get blown away by it. I hope.
You have fun with that.
No, seriously. I mean, look. We should always hope that you're wrong about this movie and that it turns out to be high quality.
Yeah. And I had that with the first Thor. But me? I'm sorry. I'm still officially done with Michael Bay Transformers movies.
You got to watch it.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do. It's part of your job.
What? Bullshit.
What do you think we're here for?
We
gotta take the hit for these people. I take the hit all the time.
Do I really have to see this movie?
I sat through Hercules. Okay? I sat through RoboCop.
Yo, wow, I got stuff.
Well, because, you know, I'm doing all the heavy lifting. So anyway...
Wait, I'm not doing enough lifting?
No, you go see the good movies only. You don't... But anyway... Anyway, let me.
I'm also broke, dude. I can't really afford to go out to the theater.
Let me tell the people about what's the fine programming on Rant EM Radio. Okay? We'll be back here again at 6 p.m. for another episode of What Are You Reading Comic Book Show. And then join us Tuesday, 8 p.m. for Rant with Double A. It goes with all the wrestling news. Wednesday at 9 p.m. is Turnbuckle Throwbacks. Failing Mega Powers. Friday, you get an episode of the Lax Experience. Saturday night is the Wrestling Calling Show with William Morgan and Rage. And, of course, don't leave the chat room. Stick around. At 7 p.m., we'll begin the coverage of the WWE Payback with a pre-show and immediately following at 11 p.m. with a post-show coverage. And... follow Double A on Twitter and in the group page of Rant EM Radio, where he'll keep you updated on all the matches and as they happen. And we're going to find out if Daniel Bryan's going to give up his belt or give up his wife. And
yes. And
there's another thing coming up. Sunday, June 8th, next week, 9 p.m. to 11. One-on-one with Lee and Double A. Open mic. Why does Lee get it? Never mind. Lee doesn't call in anyway. He don't call my show, dummy. He always tell me he's busy. But anyway, so Lee. That'll be next Sunday at 9 p.m. I'll be out having fun, so. But you can listen. I'm just saying.
I can? You're actually giving me permission?
Don't tell Double A I'll be out having a life, but, you know. Tune in at 9 p.m. next Sunday, June 8th.
Also, I will note that I did go see Amazing Spider-Man 2 for this show, and that was not a good movie.
And,
don't you dare say I only go out and see it go, because I don't know if a movie's going to be good.
Yeah, you wouldn't saw... you didn't take it... That's not taking a hit. I mean... You wasn't sure whether it was gonna be good or not. You just saw it and didn't like it. Movie you know.
If you're seriously gonna make me see Transformers, I think I'm gonna quit.
Oh, yes.
What
job opening, folks?
No.
You heard him. He's quitting.
I didn't say that. I said I might take a sabbatical for a week or two. I would question my life a little bit.
No. Anyway.
I need this job. I got a family to feed.
I got to get myself ready with some stuffs in it for 7 p.m. And, of course, you can watch WWE Payback on the WWE Network. And they have the pre-show, El Torino versus Hornswoggle. Mask versus hair. So, I tell you, watching those little guys go at it, it's just the highlight of the year. And I can't get enough of it. Okay? It's real gladiator networking at its best. So, anyway, so, any final word?
I love you. I will do anything for the show. Please don't fire me.
You just said you're not going to go to the movies, so that's a lie.
Look, if I have to for this show, I will go see it.
So the critics in your town, where do they go see the movies at?
There's no theater in Nashville.
Oh, okay.
We have to go out of town for a fucking movie.
All right, folks. So we're gonna say goodnight here, and some of us will be back soon.
Good.
I ain't talking about next week. I'm talking about today. Don't panic. Breathe.
I need this job. I have a pet parakeet to feed.
I'm just saying. Don't panic. All right. All right, people. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Good night, everybody.
Good night. Peace.